Okay, today's daf is about daf Kuftet Zion. We are at the bottom of Kuftet Vav. Amud Bet. Tan Rabbanan vehi bin Soa Ha'aron veYomer Moshe. Right, so we're dealing with just a little bit more elaboration on this parsha of vehi bin Soa Aharon. Zo parsha Zo Asa Kadosh Baruch Hu Simaniot Milamala Vilamata Lomar She'ein Zem Koma. Right, so there are two nuns, the beginning and the end of this parsha. And the Gemara says the reason that they're there is to say that this isn't where it belongs. That's the first shita. Right? This isn't the proper place for the for that parsha. Rabbi Omer Lo Min Hashem Hu Ze El Mipnei She Sefer Chashuv Hu Bifnei Atzmo. Right, and Rabbi says no, that's not the reason why it has those markings. It's just to say that this is a sefer in and of itself. Right, it's not considered just part of Bamidbar. It's a sefer in and of itself. Kiman Azla Hadam Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachman Amar Rabbi Yonatan Chatzva Amudea Shiva Elu Shiva Sifrei Torah. Right, and as a side point, whose shita does it follow? That which Shmuel Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachman says in the name of Rabbi Yonatan that the pasuk of carve out its seven pillars is a reference to the seven books of Torah. I mean, you probably heard that there were five books of Torah, but here apparently there's a shita that there's seven books of Torah. Who does that shita follow? Kiman Kirebi, right? So that must follow Rebbe's shita. Why? Because if Vehibin Soa Aaron is its own parsha, right, or is its own sefer, as he says, Sefer Chashuv Hu Bifnei Atzmo, then you basically have Bereshit, Shmot, Vayikra, Bamidbar 1, Vehibin Soa Aaron, Bamidbar 2, and Devarim, that's 7. Right, so they must hold like Rebbe's shita. Man Tana Palig Ale de Rebbe. Now, who is the Tana that argues on Rebbe and says that it's not because it's its own sefer, it's because it's not where it belongs, or Rishum Gamliel, who, that's the Rishum Gamliel. How do you know? Ditanya, we learned the bride, Rishum Gamliel, Omer, Tida Parsha, Zosh Tigakir, Mikan, Vitikaktev, Bimakom, Abimakoma, right? Eventually, this Parsha will be uprooted from its place and put in, uprooted from the temporary place it occupies and put back into its proper place. Velama Kadva Khan. And why was it written here in the first place? Ktel Hafsik Ben Puranut, right? In order to interrupt between two, pretty negative events that happened with Klal Yisrael, we were ultimately punished for what we did. Rishona, Lavsik ben Poranut, Rishona the Poranut Shnia, right? To interrupt between the first and second, Poranut. Poranut Shnia Mahi, what was the second Poranut, right, that it's interrupting? Vayi ha'am kimit onanim, right? So the nation was complaining about all the traveling, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu punished them. Poranut Rishona veis'u mehar Hashem. And the first of the punishments, the first of the Poranut was when we left from Har Hashem, we left from Har Sinai, v'amar v'chama barachanina shesaru ma'acharei Hashem. Right? They interpreted this to be that we turned away from God. And where is its appropriate place? Amarav Ashi b'Degalim, right? It belongs with the Degalim, the orders of the camps. Ibay Lehu Hagilyonin shall sefer Torah Matzilin Otan Mipnei Hadaleka, right? Oh, and Matzilin, right? Otan Mipnei Hadaleka. So, question: the scrolls, the blank parts of Sifrei Torah, not the entire part of the Sifrei Torah, it's not one big black blob. They're blank parts of the scrolls. Now, what if you have just the blank part of the scroll? Would that be saved? Tashema Sefer Torah Shebala Im Yesh Bo Lakech Shmonim Chamesh Otiot Kigon Parshad Vehi Bin Soa Aaron Matzilin Vim Lav Ein Matzilin. Right. So okay. Well, we learned that a Sefer Torah that was worn out, if it has 85 letters collectively, then you save it. If it doesn't have 85 letters, you do not save it. Ve'amai tepuk le'mishum gilyon didei. But if you thought that a gilyon, that just the blank parts of the Sefer Torah are worthy of being saved, then why would you need to, why would you not save the Sefer Torah without 85 letters on it? You should save it just for the gilyon, which apparently there's a havamina that it is significant enough to be saved. Balash ani. No, there's a difference between when the Sefer Torah was worn out and when it wasn't worn out. See, when it's worn out, then the cloth itself, the gilyon itself, becomes less significant and maybe doesn't deserve to be saved. Tashima, Sefer Torah Shenimchak. So another proof. Sefer Torah Shenimchak, right? You have Sefer Torah and letters were erased from it. So if it has 85 letters, you save it. Doesn't have 85 letters, you don't save it. V'amai, typically mishum gilyon didei. But why? Who cares if it's erased entirely? Still, you have the scroll, which apparently may be worth saving. Mako maktav lo kamibah. So by the way, so I have no question. There's no question when it comes to the places that the letters are written, right? Because the places that the letters are written were only ever holy because they held the letters. And so when the letters are erased, then though that place that the letters were written are no longer considered holy, right? The Kadosh Azal Kedushata, right? So when the letters are erased, so the Kedusha behind the letters is also erased in the cloth. However, what about the areas that were never supposed to have letters on them or that are considered just holy because they are a part of a Sefer Torah? Yikame ba'ili, shel mala v'shel mata, shebein parsha l'parsha, shebein daf l'daf, shebitzchah sefer, shebesova sefer, right? What about the white space above, below the Ketav, in between the Ketav, in between the parsha, at the beginning and the end? The tebukle mishum hahu, right? So what we should say is that it's worthy of saving, meaning all those areas should be worthy of saving, because apparently if there's a question about the gilyon being saved, when there's nothing, if there's a question about the gilyon, the blank places in the Sefer Torah being saved, then why would I throw out the rest of these parts if there wasn't, or why would I allow to burn the rest of these parts if there wasn't 85 letters collectively? Seemingly, it's sufficient just because it's part of the gilyon itself, the gaiz v'shadi. No, what we were talking about when we said that if there wasn't 85 letters, when it comes to the ends and the tops and the in-betweens, was when they were cut out of the Sefer Torah, but not still included within the Sefer Torah. That's what we meant when we threw them out. But Tashima, or when we let them burn. Tashima, Hagil Ionin Shel Mala Vishel Mata, Shabin Parsha Laparsha, Shabin Dafadav, Shabtila Sefer, Shabasova Sefer, right? So all these areas of unwritten text, Mitamid Hedaim, they still make the hands tame, in which case that seems to indicate that it still constitutes a Sefer Torah, in which case why would you let them burn, right? You're still they're still part of the Sefer Torah. Dilma agav Sefer Torah shani, said no, maybe because they're part of the Sefer Torah they're going to be different, right? Meaning we're not talking about they're actually part of the Sefer Torah. The entire Sefer Torah is metame yadayim, and they're currently part of a full functional kosher Sefer Torah. Tashima hagil yonin v'sifrei minin ein matzilin otam b'nei adeleka, right? So the scrolls and the blank scrolls and the Torahs written by heretics or written by, you know, Jewish heretics, you don't save them from the fire. Elin Yisrafim Mekomen Henvaz Kotan, right? Rather, you let them burn, including the Shem Hashem inside of it. My love, Gilyon in the Sefer Torah. Now, aren't we talking about the Gilyon of a Sefer Torah and the Sefer Minim? We said the Gilyon and the Sefer Minim. These two things burn. So aren't we talking about the Gilyon of a Sefer Torah that we just said we allow to burn? Lo, Gilyon the Sefer Minim. No, what we meant was the scrolls that a Sefer Minim will be written upon and the Sefer Minim themselves. Hashta Sefer Minim Gufayhu in Matzilin Gilyon Mibaye. Wait, but that doesn't make much sense, because if the books themselves of the heretics are not going to be saved, you really need to ask a question about the scrolls, meaning even after they're written upon them, they aren't saved. You can ask a question about whether the scrolls are going to be saved. Hachikamar. Rather, no, this is how it was said. V'sifrei minim harehen kegilyonim, right? That the sifrei minim, that the sifrei minim, even though you've written upon them the entire Torah, we still treat them like the gilyonim of the sifrei minim, which had never had writing on them. Gufa, that's why. So it's not teaching it unnecessarily. It's not saying you couldn't. It wasn't saying something that you could have learned from a Kal v'Chomer. I mean, I could have just learned, well, if the Sefer themselves aren't burned, then obviously, or sorry, if the Sefer themselves are burned, then obviously the Gilyonim are burned. No, we weren't saying the Gilyonim and the Sefer. Rather, we were saying that the Gilyonim, that the Sefer is like the Gilyonim in that we consider it as if it has nothing written on it. Gufa ha Gilyonim v'Sefer minin ein matzil matam b'nei adeleka. Right. So So the scrolls and the books of heretics, the Torah is written by heretics, you don't save them from a fire, that's what we said. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Bechol Koder Ta'azkarot Shebehen Begonzan Vashar Sorfan. Right? If it's a weekday and you can do this, you should really cut out the Shem Hashem and let the rest burn. Amar Bitarfon, Ekapach et Beni, Shim Yavo Liadi, Shani Asrof Otam Vet Azkarot Shebehen. So, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Tarfon says, you know, by the life of my son, if it came to my hands, I would let them burn even with the Shem Hashem mentioned inside of them. Shafilu Adam Rodef Acharav Lahorgo V'Nachash Ratz Acharav Lachisho Lakisho Nichnas Abed Advorazar Ve'en Nichnas Abed Anshel Elu. Right? So, because even if a person was chasing after someone to try to kill you, or a snake was chasing after to try to bite you, you should prefer to go into a house of Avodah Zarah to save yourself, and not the house of the Jewish heretics. Shalalu Makinir Mekofrin, Balalu Ein Makinir Mekofrin, right? Because Avodah Zarah, they don't know. They don't know the Torah, but they're heretics, but they don't know the Torah. But Jews who became heretics, they knew everything, and they still became Kofrim. And that's, it's much worse. They were exposed to them, and they're exposed to the Torah, and they turned the other way. You shouldn't go into their homes. V'alein HaKatuv Omer V'achara Delat HaMezuzah Samta Zichronecha. Right? And about them, it says that behind the door is where you put the mezuzah for Zikaron as a memory. Meaning, we kind of interpret this pasuk to mean they still remember it, they still remember right from wrong, and they're nonetheless kind of hiding it from themselves behind the door. Amr Bishmael, Kal V'Chomer, right? Really, we make a Kal V'Chomer about letting the Shem Hashem burn. Umal lasot shalom ben ish le'ishto, Amr Torah. We know with the sota, right, with a woman who is suspect to have cheated on her husband, we write Shem Hashem on a piece of paper and it gets dissolved in water, and we say that it's worth dissolving Shem Hashem in order to try to fix or bring back the peace between man and wife. So if that's worth erasing Shem Hashem for the sake of the peace between man and wife, all the more so it's worth erasing Shem Hashem to get rid of the argument and the negative feelings that this heretic is trying to promote between Klal Yisrael and Kadosh Baruch Hu. V'aleim Amar David, and about these people, David Melech said, "Halo misan echa Hashem basnei b'tkomu mecha et kotet tachlit sina sinatam la sinatim loyvim." Right. So David Melech said, basically, the people who hate God, you know, are my enemies. You know, I hate the people who are hated by God. Hayuli loyvim hayuli. Right. Ukeshem she'en matzilin otam b'pnei adleika. Just like you're not supposed to save them from a fire, kach en matzilin otam b'pnei amapolad v'lo b'pnei amayin v'lo midvar ha'amdan. Right. So similarly, you don't save them from a ruin or from water or from anything that's going to destroy them. By mine Yosef Bar Chanin Rabbi Abahu. So Rabbi Yosef Bar Chanin asked Rabbi Abahu the following question: Hani Sifre Debe Avidan Matzilin Otan B'pnei Adleika or En Matzilin? Right? These books that record these debates between rabbis and heretics. You know, it's like it lists all the arguments of heretics. Right? Do you save them or do you not save them? Ein v'lav Rav Ebiade said yes. He said no. He really wasn't sure. He went back and forth. Rav lo azil be avidan. Rav would not even go to a be avidan. Right, the house of debate. Kol shekein, this house where they would debate these topics. Kol shekein lebe nitzrfi. But all the more so, he wouldn't go to be nitzrfi, which is actually a house of Avodah Zarah. It wasn't just designated for debate of these topics. It was designated for worshiping of Avodah Zarah. Shmuel lebe nitzrfi lo azil lebe avidan azil. Shmuel would not go to be nitzrfi, but he would go to be avidan. Amrule le Rava my time lo ati lebe avidan. They asked Rava why he didn't come to be avidan. Amrlu dikla plania ika beorcha vekashili. Right, so he says, you know, there's a palm tree in my way, and it's difficult for me to get there because it's interfering the derech. Niakre, so he says, well, okay, well, uproot the palm tree, and then you can come argue with us. Duchtei kashili. No, but the place that you're going to leave, the hole that you're going to leave in the ground, you uproot the tree. That's still difficult for me to come. Basically, he was making an excuse not to come because he was afraid for his life. If he makes a good argument, they might want to kill him. Mar bar Yosef Amar. Ana minayhu, ana velo mistafina minayhu. I'm one of them. We're close friends. I'm not afraid of them. Zim nachada azil ba'ol lezakune. But one time when he was there, they tried to endanger him. Ema shalom debitu de Rabbi Eliezer achte de Rabbi Gamliel have. So Ima Shalom is the person's name, which was the daughter of Rabbi Elazar, the sister of Rabbi Gamliel. Hava hahu pilisofa b'shivavute. There was a certain a heretic in their neighborhood, in their area, who was a judge. Dava Shakil. Shema de lo mekabel shuchda, right? So he would take bribes. However, his he had a reputation that he could not be bribed, but he would take bribes behind the scenes. Ba'u le'achuche be. So Rabban Gamliel and his sister came to try to expose him. I'ilele sharga de dahava. So Rabban Gamliel's sister brought him a golden lamp. Va'azul kame, and then she came before him with a din. Amrele ba'ina de nefligi li benichse de be nashi. She says, I want some of my father's property. My father passed away. I want some of that inheritance. Amrele plugu. He says, go take. You're allowed. Amrele k'tivlan b'mako b'ra barta lo tirot. And Rabban Gamliel said, you know, in our Torah, it says that, you know, when the sons are alive, they inherit the land, not the daughters. Amarle, min yoma de galiton me archon, eat not lit oraita de Moshe, eat yavit safar achriti. So the judge said to Rabban Gamliel, you know, from the day that you were expelled from Eretz Yisrael, your Sefer Torah was canceled and it was replaced with a new book. And in the new book, it says that that sons and daughters inherit together. Then Rabban Gamliel, the next day, came and brought a Luvian donkey, which was apparently a very expensive donkey. Amarlu, because he's very strong. Amarlu, shefilit lesefe de safra v'chtiv be ana lo lemifchat min oraita de Moshe aitid v'lo lasufe al oraita de Moshe aitid. Right? So if you look at the end of the sefer of the new book that replaced it, he said he didn't want to add or detract from Moshe Rabbeinu's writings. V'chtiv be b'makom bara barta lo teirut. And in the sefer of Moshe Rabbeinu, in Torah Moshe, it says that the daughter does not inherit in the place of the son, in which case, Rabban Gamliel, you should get all the property here, and your sister shouldn't get any, because that's because the new book, even though it replaced it, said he didn't want to change anything that Moshe said. Amrle nehor neorach kesharga. But then the sister, who he paskined like her beforehand, said, your wisdom is bright like a lamp, kind of hinting to him. Remember, I gave you that gold lamp. What's going on here? You're supposed to paskin like me. You're supposed to give me the land. Amrle Rabban Gamliel atachamro batesh lesharga. Then Rabban Gamliel said, yeah, donkey came and kicked over your lamp. Basically, they were plotting together. But what they were saying was the donkey was a better bribe, and that's why he passed him like me, but he basically exposed him as someone who takes bribes. So why are you not allowed to read from Sefer Ketuvim on Shabbat? Amar Rav, lo shanu ela bizman bet midrash, ela shlo bizman bet midrash. Korin. Rav says that we only said that it was at the time where there's a drasha going on in the Beit Midrash, you don't read the Ketuvim. However, if the drasha is not going on in the Beit Midrash, you're allowed to read. Shmuel Amar Afilu Shelo Bizman Beit Midrash in Korin. And Shmuel said, no, even at the time where there's no drasha, still you don't read Ketuvim on Shabbat. Eini, is that really true? Vaha Naharda Atreid Shmuel Havu Ben Arda Paski Sidra Ketuvim Bemin Chata Deshabta. Is that really the case? The Shmuel says, regardless, you're not allowed to read Ketuvim on Shabbat. But Shmuel is from Naharda, and in Naharda they had accustomed to read Ketuvim on Mincha at Shabbat. Ela eat mar hachi mar. Rather, this is what the Machloket should have said. This is how the Machloket really went. Amar Rav lo shanu ela b'makom beit midrash avashal lo b'makom beit midrash korin. Right? Rather, only when there's a place where there's a beit midrash there, you don't learn. However, if you're not in the beit midrash, you're not in the place of the beit midrash, then anyway, you're allowed to learn Ketuvim. It's not like you're missing the drasha for it. Shmuel amar bein b'makom beit midrash ben shlo b'makom beit midrash. Shmuel said whether it's in the place of the beit midrash or not in the place of the beit midrash, bizman beit midrash in Korin, if the Beit Midrash session is going on, you don't read it whether you're there or not. Shlo bizman Beit Midrash Korin, right? And when the Beit Midrash is not in session, you're allowed to read. Vaz Shmuel Atamin. Shmuel clearly follows his own kind of shita here. Dimenarada paski shita ketuvim b'minchat de Shabbata. Because as we know in Narada, they would read the ketuvim Shabbat mincha. So clearly Shmuel didn't have a problem with this under certain context. Ravashi Amar leolam kada Amra meikara. Ravashi says no. Actually, you don't need to rephrase the machloket at all. You don't need to go with that second interpretation. The machloket. Rather, you can take a different interpretation of the machloket. Shmuel, Rabbi Nechemia, and Shmuel just holds like Rabbi Nechemia, and then everything makes sense why he allows reading of Mincha, reading Ketuvim at Mincha. The Tanya, because we taught in the following Braita, Af Alpi Sha'amru Kitve Hakodesh Ein Korin Behen Aval Shonin Behen V'Dorshin Behen. Even though he said that you can't read certain Kitve Hakodesh, you can't read Ketuvim, you're allowed to ask questions on them, you're allowed to make drushes on them, midrashim and such. Nitzrach Lifsok Mevi V'Roe. And if you need to find a pasuk, you can come look inside of it. Right? So clearly, there are just certain things that you're allowed to do, certain things you're not allowed to do. Well, in that case, why does Rabbi Nechemia think what's the issue according to Rabbi Nechemia with with reading Ketuvim, if you're allowed to do all these other things, then clearly he isn't really concerned with Bittel Beit Midrash, Kedesh Yomer, B'Ketuvei HaKodesh, and Korin Mikol Shekem B'Shedarei HaYod. Right, it was to make a point, right, that we don't want you reading other, you know, mundane, non-Torah-related things on Shabbat. So if we made a gzeira about Ketuvim, which are Ketuvei HaKodesh, which are a part of Torah, but they're more story-oriented, right, that even those you can't learn, Kal V'Chomer, you wouldn't come to assume that you can learn things that aren't Torah entirely. We're going to stop here.